It seems fairly straightforward, I would think. I'm looking to lose weight. I'm therefore using scales fairly regularly to check that the weight is actually going somewhere. And yet, what is it about weighing ourselves regularly that might actually not give us an accurate representation of our weight loss and health?
I think the key issue with weighing yourself is that you tend to stop doing it if you think you're not going so well. And, you know, while we're not looking at the numbers, we can pretend that we're still following our diet or, you know, maybe our weight isn't going up. So what's really interesting is there's quite a bit of research about whether it's helpful to weigh yourself or not. And it seems that if you are trying to lose weight or even keep off weight you've already lost, that weighing yourself on the scales at least once a week is helpful.
What are structured weigh-ins?
So structured weigh-ins are when you have to front up and somebody else is holding the clipboard and, you know, writing down your weight. And a lot of group programs do that. Or some web-based programs now, you're meant to log your weight online. And it seems men may respond better to that. So there's only one study that's ever been done, though, where the only advice people were given, you know, people showed up, yep, I want to lose weight, and the only advice they were given was to weigh themselves every day. And I don't know how they did it, but they convinced these people to stay in the study for 2 years, and half of them were told, you just do whatever you feel like and we'll come back to you in a year's time. And what they found was telling people, weigh yourself every day, and that's the only advice, that after a year, men had actually lost weight, whereas the women, that wasn't enough. So it seems that men are particularly sensitive to seeing the numbers on the scales, and maybe they're a little bit more objective about it. They go, oh, that number's too high, I better do something about it. Whereas for women, it may be more of a trauma issue. You know, they go, oh, no, here we go again, and it's actually not as helpful.
That's quite intriguing because it seems like this study that you mentioned here, I've got some of the numbers here in front of me, and it found that for a lot of young women, it had quite a negative impact on their body satisfaction, self-esteem, was sort of could be a leading cause of depression amongst some of them. So
in that first batch of studies, I looked at the studies where they'd use self-weighing for trying to help you lose weight or help you not regain the weight you've lost. So it was definitely helpful, but you have to do it, and you need to do it at least once a week. And as soon as you stop doing it, your weight's more likely to go up, seem to be even more effective for men and more effective along with other weight loss strategies. But that research now that you're talking about is, yeah, when I looked at the research in adolescents, it seems it's not a good idea to have adolescents weighing themselves, and especially for no reason at all. You know, weight may need to be monitored as part of a health program, but there was this really big survey that was done of teenagers, in fact, and they followed them over 10 years, 2,000 of them. And what they found was that frequent self-weighing was associated with that reduction in body satisfaction, lower self-esteem, and for the women, yeah, more weight concerns and depression. So if you've got teenagers in your house, then hide the scales. And it seems that if you notice your teenager weighing themselves a lot more, that can actually be a sign of disordered eating, especially if it's associated with other, you know, weight management behaviours. But the really good news is there's a helpful website for parents of adolescents, and that's called the Butterfly Foundation. So if you're living in a household where you've got some people trying to lose weight, keeping the scales in an area where it's accessible for them, but not accessible for adolescents. So you might have to put them under your bed.
So for teenagers, or really even just for the rest of us, what would you suggest is the healthiest way to track one's fitness if we're looking to lose weight or just get healthier without obsessing over the numbers game?
Okay. Well, if you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to not gain weight after really hard work in losing it, then definitely weigh yourself regularly. And the research says weigh yourself at least once a week. If you want some tips on healthy eating, then you can do our free online quiz, which is called the Healthy Eating Quiz. Just Google it, and that's safe for adults and children alike. But for teenagers, the best thing you can do as a parent is to role model a healthy lifestyle. So that means being physically active, by at least walking every day, shopping and cooking healthy food at home and including them in it as much as possible.
Terrific. Well, Claire, thank you very much. Really do appreciate a little bit of insight into this one this morning.
Yeah, that's a pleasure. And the article's on The Conversation if you want to go direct to the link as well.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Claire.
Pleasure.